The Hibdens have a reputation, no doubt about it. When things get tough, they buckle down and get tougher. With me today is Dion Hibden, and this last tournament, you had to get tough, Dion.
Yeah, man, had no choice.
Well, you know, you came into the tournament out of the cut for the FLW Championship and have won the FLW Championship before and knew you had to have a top 10 finish, went out there and got her done for 2 days and really had big bags each day, and the third day came in with a nice sack, but ended up doing very well in the FLW event.
Yeah, it was fun time. I mean, you know, really when you have to do that, sometimes that pressure just makes you fish a little bit better. You know, I don't mind it.
Well, you learn from the best. You know, your father, Guido, of course, is a stellar legend in the sport, and you look at what he's taught you over the years, but you've learned a lot of this also on your own, but Dad had a little bit of help with you there, you know, as a competitor with you, and I know he was pulling for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we get to a body of water like that, like Champlain, it's so huge, and it really helps to have two guys out there pilfering around, you know, figuring it out, and you know, it didn't take us long to realize that smallmouth wasn't going to be the thing to do it with up there this last time. So, yeah, two heads are definitely better than one.
I got to go down that path with you. You knew you were going to have to catch largemouth. You had an area you felt like you could catch the largemouth, and, of course, they were probably either in pre-spawn or spawning. And you went out there, and you threw a heavy jig, which is very unusual for, you know, spawning fish at times.
Well, where the fish were at and where they were doing it was what dictated the bait. They were in deeper milfoil, And like I say, at first I wasn't sure really what they were doing, what stage of the game they were in. But as it wore on, I think they were pre-spawn and spawn type fish. But they were still doing it out there in that 7 to 8 foot water in that milfoil. So the big jig was kind of the best bluegill imitation I could give them, you know, to get them to bite it. So that's why I ended up going with that.
Well, describe the jig, you know, line and what rod and reel you use, some of that kind of stuff for our listeners.
Well, the jig that I used was, it was a Lucky Strike. It was a 5/8 and 3/4 ounce most of the time. It was green pumpkin, had a little bit of dark color in the back. Actually, it was about a 3-color jig, but mostly it was a green pumpkin with kind of a dark back. The Guido bug was melon pepper, and I would dye all of the pinchers chartreuse, kind of a brighter chartreuse color, you know, and I would leave it very long. My whole bait was probably 6 inches long, my jig was, and I'd leave my skirt a little bit longer, too, to kind of droop down over my crawdad, but overall, the whole lure was probably 6 inches long. As far as the rod and reel and stuff, I used American Rod Smith rods. They're called a Hibden's Hammer. It's 7'3". It's kind of a really nice grass rod, what we use it for most of the time. I used a Shimano Tonic reel with 20-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon line.
Well, you know, you look at the presentation now. Were you flipping, pitching? What were you doing there, Dion?
I was pitching, making little short pitches to the edge of the grass, up in little holes in the grass and stuff. Typical jig dropping stuff, never making real long casts, just pitching up to the edge of the grass and making sure it got down through the grass and to the bottom. That's why I was using a heavier jig.
Well, as it turned out, day one and two in particular, you were leading the tournament after day one and two, and you look at those bags that you had, everybody was kind of scratching around the 16-pound area, but you brought in those big bags those first 2 days.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool deal. I had a couple of really good spots, and it was happening really fast. I was running a long ways to get to them, and when I would there in 30 minutes I would have the bag of fish I weighed in each day. They were just big pre-spawn largemouth for the most part, big, fat, healthy, you know, where a lot of the smallmouth a lot of the guys were catching were huge smallmouth, but a lot of them were already spawned out. So they were great big, you know, if they'd been pre-spawned, they would have been 4-pounders, some of them. But the bulk of the smallmouth had already spawned, so I was catching a totally different class of fish, you know, because mine hadn't spawned yet.
Well, you know, you look back at it, the boat ride was phenomenal, too. It was pretty rough at times, right?
Oh, yeah. The second and third day were pretty nasty. You know, that lake lays perfectly north and south, and anytime you get a hard south wind or a hard north wind, you know, it's going to be bad the whole trip. The first 40 miles below takeoff is wide open. There's no way to get out of it. So it's just kind of relentless for the first 40 miles of the trip. You know, and that's hard to compensate for. You know, you can talk about a rough boat ride for 20 miles. That just means you take an extra 25 minutes on your run time. But when you talk about 60 and 70 miles and it all being rough, then that's a whole different breed of cat there. You know, then you got to compensate hours, you know, instead of just minutes. And so it was kind of tricky, but luckily enough, I was kissing pretty quick when I got down there, so I never had to rush myself on the way back.
Well, as you look at this thing, you know, it's so important that you had this goal. You had to be in the top 10. You had to do that to make the FLW championship, and you really stuck to your goal no matter what the water conditions were. You decided, I'm going to go after it, and went and did it.
Yeah, it's, you know, that, like I say, having a little bit of added pressure and making yourself know that, hey, this is what I've got to do. It's not hard on your fishing. It makes you fish harder, and it puts you in a whole different mindset. You know, I had no choice. You know, if I hadn't done what I'd done, I wouldn't be going to Birmingham this, you know, next month. So it doesn't hurt to have that kind of pressure on yourself. You know, you just gotta, you know, set your goals and, hey, this is what I gotta do. If I don't do that, I'm not gonna get to go. Well, as you know, I kinda enjoy Birmingham a lot, so I wanted to go. So I worked real hard at making it happen.
Well, you had a little success there on the bass side. You remember maybe a classic that you did pretty well in.
Yeah, I beat him up pretty good down there in 97. So I, you know, like I said, I really wanted to go, and you know, when I knew that was my last tournament and that I had to, what I had to do, I just gauged my whole practice time around it, you know, as to catching big fish and trying to stick with it, you know, and not playing it safe. I had to swing for the fence, and it worked.
Well, you know, Dion, as people can tell, we're on a cell phone call here. You're heading back home from Champlain, had some obligations there, and heading back to do maybe a little coaching with your sons. But you look at this thing, you travel across the country and are, you know, so many commitments and so many things going on. Now fishing the FLW side, have fished the bass side, one of the guys that's won FLW championships and the Bassmaster Classic. But this one's going to be kind of special for you. You get to go back to Birmingham, but you know this body of water pretty well, and maybe some good success will come for you there.
Well, I enjoy fishing down there. Anytime I get to fish for big spotted bass, I grew up, you know, in the part of the world where we had some really nice spotted bass fishing. And anytime I can go someplace where there's big spotted bass in the summer, I enjoy doing that. You know, because that's kind of what I grew up doing, you know. And so I'm very excited about going back to Birmingham. And it's a wonderful place to have a championship tournament. I mean, as you know, you've been there several times, and the crowds are just phenomenal there. And because I've won there, I got a pretty good cheering section down there, you know, so it's pretty exciting to get to go back.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think that was the first place you went to the Mr. Clean look, too, was in Birmingham, right?
Yeah, man, when I went to the clean shaven look. Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah, I remember those days. We talked in the one of the, I think it was in the Evinrude booth. You and I had the opportunity. I said, who is this guy? He looks like he's mean, but we all know better.
Yeah, I'm a lot meaner looking than I am actually mean.
Well, you've got some sons coming along right now, and Peyton, of course, won the kids event at Bass last year, did real, real well at the Classic, and won the championship there in his age group. You got to be happy with seeing these young men coming up behind you doing well, too.
You betcha. The boys are having a good time with it. You know, I'm tickled they've had some success, and, you know, they're really enjoying it. That's why we're rushing home right now. It's their last tournament for the year is Saturday, so we're running home so we can practice a day or two so they can hopefully get to go to Birmingham themselves.
Well, I got to ask you one other thing. I remember your youngest son had a casting contest with Grandpa and beat him, took $5 from him.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. We've actually got a course set up in the shop nowadays, and, yeah, anytime the boys think they're ready to go, they challenge me and Dad all the time. So yeah, we have some good times, some friendly competition. They got to fish with Dad. We practiced, you know, this last week up there at Champlain a lot, and each day one of them would go with Dad and the other two would go with me, and so we had a lot of fun this week, and like I say, there was a lot of ribbon and a lot of good money changed hands, so we had a good time last week.
Well, Dion, congratulations on making it to the championship. Look forward to seeing you in Birmingham, and go get them down there, will you?
We'll do it. Thanks a lot.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.